Raider Nation, this is Jeanette Thompson, and right now I have on the phone with me our second round draft selection quarterback Derek Carr from Fresno State. Derek, welcome to the Oakland Raiders.
Oh my goodness, that sounds so good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And how awesome is it to get that phone call to learn that you are not only in the NFL, but that you are now a Raider?
Oh my goodness, you know, like you said, you know, not only is it, you know, you're getting a call from an NFL team, you know, come in and be a part of that team and, you know, learn from all those, you know, great individuals around that building. But for it to be the Raiders, I mean, how much better does it get?
All right. And you will be learning and surrounding yourself with some greats in the building. We even acquired quarterback Matt Schaub during the offseason. Have you given much thought to playing alongside of this individual, actually competing with them?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm not here to step on any toes. You know, I'm here to, you know, acknowledge that he's a great quarterback. You know, he's been great for a while. He's been doing great things, did great in Houston, and he's going to continue to do great things. Now, as a competitor, you know, I'm going to come in and I'm going to compete as hard as I can. Now, I'm going to learn from him. I'm going to do whatever I can to make the Oakland Raiders better. And out on the practice field, I'm going to work. In the meeting room, I'm going to work, do the extra time, all those things. But I'm never going to say, you know, I'm doing this or doing that. That's not me. I'm here to help the Oakland Raiders win in whatever role I have.
Sounds fantastic. Now, you've had the benefit and also the tradition of having football players in your family, from your uncle to your brother, your uncle even being a former Raider, correct?
That's right. That's right. Yes, yes, he was. And, you know, so the blood runs deep with the Raiders in our family.
Now, he was a tight end, though, correct?
Yes, he was a tight end. He didn't throw it around.
But your brother, on the other hand, he also is a quarterback. What kind of, and if they have, either of them given you advice from this draft process to actually becoming an NFL player?
Oh, man, so much. You know, obviously my brother has been, you know, alongside me the whole way. You know, he's been, you know, there for me for anything. And I've taken full advantage of that. My uncle, he was so fired up. He was hoping, you know, that, you know, it was going to be today. He was hoping that at that spot the Raiders were going to pick. He was even wearing his Raider shirt. So I guess if I didn't go there, he'd still wear his Raider shirt, because that's how, you know, that's how Raiders are.
That's right. That's right. Now, I also wanted to ask, you know, you had mentioned to some of the media that you've had the benefit of looking at film at an early age, from college film when you were not in college yet, NFL film when you were in college. Do you feel like you have a step ahead of everyone else, at least as far as the learning curve is concerned?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, I'm excited to learn the process of being an NFL quarterback, you know, actually finally being there and doing it. You know, to have my brother is a definite advantage. To have him to watch all that film and do those things, it's been great. It's been awesome. But at the same time, I have to go out and do it now, you know, so we can, you know, we can talk about, you know, it's great and all those things. But at the same time, it has helped. You know, I do have, you know, some advantages that maybe other people don't have. But at the same time, I got to come in and I'm going to be a rookie. You know, I got to learn from the veterans on how to be a professional quarterback, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And, of course, there's got to be some excitement knowing that you're going to be playing for a team that's actually close to home as well. Is your family, are they pretty excited about that as well?
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so excited. You know, they are so excited, you know, obviously, especially my uncle. You know, he's fired up. You know, my whole family just went and bought all the Raider gear, I think, in the whole store that they had. So, you know, they are so, so fired up, and my wife looks good in black, so it'll be a good thing.
Fantastic. Well, we have to give your uncle a shout-out. It's Lon Boyette, correct?
That's right.
All right.
Yes.
So now we've got two Raiders in the family. Is there anything that you'd like to say to the Raider Nation? You know, when we get new players, our Raider fans, they like to hang on every word. They want to know what you've got coming for their team.
Oh, absolutely. You know, first and foremost, you know, what a blessing it is from God that I get to be a Raider. You know, this is a, you know, tremendous opportunity. What an organization, what a franchise. They got the best fans in the world, and I'm fired up to be a part of that, you know, and hopefully give them some great memories, you know, in any way that I can. And number one, you're going to get someone who's faithful to his, you know, to his faith, to his family, to his team. You're going to get someone that works, who prepares harder than anybody, And you know, that's what you can expect. You know, I'm not gonna sit here and make promises of wins and those things. I'm here to promise you that I'm gonna work and compete every single day.
Fantastic. Raider Nation, that was quarterback Derek Carr, selected in the second round of the 2014 NFL Draft.